Remember the thrill when Amazon unveiled the Kindle in 2007, followed by Apple's revolutionary touchscreen iPhone? Finally, the future of reading had arrived. Yet that initial excitement quickly gave way to disappointment. Digital books emerged riddled with conversion errors, clumsy navigation, and limited functionality. Meanwhile, iPad's vaunted multimedia experience often meant awkwardly inserted videos and excessive linking that seemed more focused on showing off device capabilities than enhancing reading. This frustration inspired Breaking the Page, a manifesto for reimagining digital books from the ground up. What makes this vision unique is its focus on reader experience rather than technological wizardry, a refreshing perspective in an industry often dominated by engineers rather than editors. The fundamental questions facing touchscreen document creators remain. How can digital books remedy print's shortcomings? What is the purpose of the page in digital contexts? And, perhaps most importantly, how can we create truly reader-friendly experiences across different reading scenarios? Think about your last e-reading experience. Did you struggle to flip between sections? Get lost after following a link? Wonder how many pages remained in a chapter? These aren't just minor annoyances, they're fundamental design failures that prevent digital books from fulfilling their potential. What if, instead of mimicking print, digital books leverage their unique capabilities to create something better? Traditional tables of contents are dry, lifeless lists that efficiently summarize content but offer little enticement to explore. What if TOCs were actually enjoyable to browse? What if they included spotlight guides to interesting sections or suggested reading paths based on different interests? Writers naturally prefer certain parts of their work over others. Digital publications can embrace this by offering both traditional TOCs and curated highlight tours. This acknowledges that not all content deserves equal attention, and readers appreciate guidance about where to focus their limited time. The physical act of flipping through pages provides browsing pleasure that most digital devices fail to replicate. Some innovative publications have developed solutions, like Al Gore's Our Choice app with lightning-fast swiping between chapters, or Hearst's Popular Mechanics app that lets readers control thumbnail size for better navigation and readability. A well-designed start screen, what might be called a matrix of contents, actively promotes different reading journeys. Mark Bidman's How to Cook Everything app demonstrates this with finger-friendly buttons for browsing recipes, searching, and accessing curated sections like Most Popular and Quick Dinners. Logos Bible software takes this concept further, with a newspaper-like homepage balancing navigation with fresh content. The dynamic start screen prevents reading ruts by featuring daily change in content, book of the day highlights, recommended readings, and customizable reading plans. Similarly, the Golf Plan with Paul Azinger app replaces a traditional TOC with a personalized approach, opening with a brief quiz about your game weaknesses and generating a targeted training calendar. Our brains process images about 60,000 times faster than text, yet most digital books rely exclusively on words for navigation. Visual-rich topics demand more than text-only TOCs, as photo-based browsing creates an immediate emotional connection text alone can't achieve. Weber's On the Grill iPad app presents recipes in a vertically scrollable grid, limiting visible options to prevent overwhelming users while maintaining access to the full collection. Each thumbnail combines appetizing photography with minimal text overlay, creating an at-a-glance menu addressing both practical and aspirational cooking goals. Sometimes a picture serves as the perfect interface. The JFK Library's The President's Desk uses the iconic Oval Office Resolute desk as an entry point to multimedia archives containing over 1,000 historical items. Interactive elements highlight with subtle light bursts and yellow outlines on mouseover, encouraging natural discovery in ways traditional text listings couldn't match. Timelines offer three key advantages: bird's-eye views of key events, non-linear exploration for collections, and narrative clarity for complex stories. The history of Jazz iPad app exemplifies this with its two-tiered structure featuring genre periods at the bottom and rich media at the top. Users swipe horizontally through photos, YouTube clips, and iTunes samples, a tapas-style browsing experience that transforms music history exploration. The Civil War Today app uses a timeline that releases new archival material daily, matching the calendar from 150 years ago. Even short texts benefit from timeline tools that track narrative sequences. The Atavist embeds timeline panes that appear when readers tap clock icons, a digital enhancement that serves rather than distracts from the reading experience. Just as authors use wall-mounted scene cards to organize writing, readers benefit from tools that shift between macro and micro views of a book. Zoomable interfaces help readers quickly understand where an argument is heading, why details matter, or which sections might be more engaging. The Glow Bible demonstrates what serious nonfiction readers need: the ability to zoom from a high-altitude view of the entire book down to specific passages. On touchscreens, users simply tap to move between levels, easily browsing at outline level before diving into specific content. Harvard Library head Robert Darnton proposes a pyramid ebook structure to address the problem of information overload. His design features layered content, a concise overview at the top with deeper layers containing expanded arguments, documentation, theoretical discussions, teaching materials, and reader commentary. Most ebook search functions pale compared to print book indexes. Understanding why readers search is crucial. They typically want quick lookups about characters or concepts without losing their place in the text. Unlike web searchers, book readers don't want to navigate away. They need a quick reference before continuing. Traditional indexes often don't survive digitization, yet they provide services beyond simple term lookup. Indexes include concepts rather than just words, offer guided discovery, help when readers can't articulate what they seek, signal coverage depth, provide mention tallies, and give browsers a sense of the book's scope. Most e-readers stubbornly replicate print conventions instead of embracing digital possibilities. Even Apple's footer controls create a Looney Tunes Department of Interface Design with confusingly appearing and disappearing signposts, like sucking candy with the wrapper still on. Digital books could offer enhanced navigation through instant chapter previews, smart progress indicators, and customizable waypoints. Yet most platforms remain trapped in print-based paradigms. The future of digital reading hinges not on technological wizardry, but on thoughtful design that understands readers' needs. The goal isn't to replicate print or add digital bells and whistles, but to create better reading experiences that leverage digital capabilities while preserving what makes books valuable. By focusing on fundamental reading tasks, browsing, searching, navigating, we can create digital books that surpass their print counterparts. What if your next digital book knew exactly how you read and could adapt to your needs? This isn't science fiction. It's the untapped potential waiting to be unleashed when we break free from print-based thinking and truly reimagine what books can become.